Africans. Professor Mari Leybrand is the director of the South African Southern Africa Labour and Development Research Unit at the University of Cape Town. Mari, a very good morning and welcome to the show.
Thank you, Africa.
It's easier said than done, right? Kickstart the economy, reform the structures that determine that economy, and provide gainful employment to South Africans. How does he do that?
Yes, it is certainly easier said than done, and even that is even more true this year than previously. You know, each year it's got a little bit more difficult. Certainly the pandemic has put us in a fiscal space that's tighter than ever. And the president doesn't have too many wins to talk about, because he's been talking the same sort of language about structural reform to the economy, reform to state-owned enterprises, infrastructure programs, big infrastructure programs, and all of that is proceeding much slower than people would want to think. And those are the foundations for growth, right? So in the narrow economic discussion, that's his growth plan. And we're in a tighter space than we've been before, but nobody would think that it's lack of action. It's not the economy actually has started picking up slowly. We've had on the tax revenue side, we've had some wins from the primary commodity boom, from minerals. So the accusation, or not the accusation, but our concern with our current situation and with the president's pronouncements in previous sonars is not that there's anything silly that he's done. It's just that nothing that he's proposing, which we all agree is very, very sensible, has proceeded fast enough, if I can just start there.
And I suppose part of that challenge, Murray, has been his own organization, right? Not everybody within the governing party or the tripartite alliance, for that matter, believes that his economic approach is the right one to follow. So he does have to do some convincing there. But I would imagine things like the infrastructure build program that he announced some years ago should be an easy one, because we do know that infrastructure in this country, number one, needs to be improved. And it's an easy, in inverted commas, way of unlocking elements of the economy. Isn't it?
I couldn't agree more. I completely agree with that. And so there could have been some wins this year, because that's within his discretion. And that's where I feel he's stuck a little bit in a trap. His indecision, his trying to build this sort of consolidated position, does put him in a trap. There is a need for leadership here. And your point about the infrastructure program is exactly right. That's part of his structural reform package. It's part of the economic reconstruction and recovery plan, which he tabled. But it does require expenditure. And the concern over our he could have moved on that. That's not the same issue as the fact that state-owned enterprises haven't been reforming fast enough. That our energy crisis is still a problem, that Eskom is still a huge problem. That's not the same point. The infrastructure program is something indicative of his way forward that he wanted to action as part of his stimulus package, but it makes complete sense in his broader program, not just his growth program, his broader program for South African society, because it's infrastructure for all. It's not just infrastructure for business. It's the way of linking communities into the economy. It's the way of making progress in building those communities. So I think that's a very perceptive point, and certainly the type of point where the focused criticism of progress really binds, because we do understand. We've seen it unfolding before us, how hard this reform is of the state-owned enterprises, and how enmeshed it is, is in the fact that the state lost its purpose. In the sense that a version of state capture is the state going somewhere else where it's not focused on delivering what it's supposed to be doing.
And one has to look at the example of Denel, right? 5 years ago, it was probably a desired and unbelievably successful state-owned enterprise. And now, because of state capture and all sorts of other things, it is begging Treasury for money to pay staff who have not been paid for some time. The other obvious area for me, Murray, is that of energy, right? Him and his ironically, close allies, seemingly politically, Gwede Mantashe, the Minister of Energy, do not always sing from the same hymn sheet as regards to what happens next, right? It was a president who announced the big and I think important decision that companies and indeed municipalities will be allowed to generate up to 100 megawatts of their own electricity, which they can then sell on to Eskom. It was a president who was pushing for that. Clearly something that the Minister of Energy was not in favor of. I'm looking for more opportunities where he can muscle his way into those kind of decisions, where, yes, he won't be compromising the possibility of being re-elected as president of the ANC, perhaps in December, because that has to weigh heavily on his shoulders. But he needs to start serving South Africa first, even if it comes at the cost of relationships and alliances within the governing party.
Yes, exactly. I think that's the key. The tone, if you talk about the tone of the Sona today, that's the key thing that I think that the business community certainly, but civil society too, is looking for, because they're looking for the president to lead now, to sketch the plan, but then also, as Business Unity South Africa said in a piece that they released yesterday, to show that actually he's marshaled his ministers, he's in charge of his cabinet. And the coordination across that is key, just as key as the fact that he needs to own the Zondo Commission, for example. That's an awkward space for the ANC. But if he's going to be serious about the reforming the state, but also starting to deal with the impact of crime, the impact of uncertainty on our communities, on our business communities, but on our people, he will have to do that. That's the coordination part of this package that he's put on the table himself, is one of the key messages, and it's also the key actually to making this package work as a broader package. So the president's always not just spoken about the economy being stuck in a trap. Our society is stuck in a trap. And you mentioned the basic income support proposals, which we're all waiting to see what the president will do on that. And it's a compliment to that, but it makes people very uneasy, because it's even at 350 rand per month for the economically active who not economically active, who aren't employed. It's 50 billion rand. That's a lot of money. People are very anxious about that. Many people support this basic income grant or basic income support because of the nature of our society, its lack of inclusivity, the fact that we need to actually support our working age population to be active agents in growth, in the economy, but it still needs to be financed. And the way that comes together is as a package. If the president is leading, truly leading, as you spoke about it, then the ratings agencies, then the IMF, then the World Bank have said, yes, you know, the society does need that sort of social sustainability. And so even if we need to raise taxes to fund such basic income support, it's worth it, because it's the wraparound of including the whole society in this program.
Indeed. Murray, we'll leave it there. Thank you very much for your insights so early on a Thursday morning. Professor Murray Leybrand is the director of the Southern Africa Labour and Development Research Unit at the University of Cape Town. We know that South Africa is lagging behind a group of developing countries as far as growth and employment is concerned.